U'mashiach, and Hashem saves. It's a fascinating comment of Rabbi Avraham, the son of the Vilna Gaon. U'mashiach, that a human being doesn't need to do anything at all, and Hashem takes care of everything, and Hashem saves us without any human involvement from our part whatsoever. And that generally flies in the face of everything that we say. Normally we understand we have to do our hishtadlus. Once we've done everything we can, Hashem takes over from there. Hashem gives us siyata dishmaya. But we have to do hishtadlus to the point where things don't look miraculous. Otherwise, we'd have open miracles all over the place. So what then does he mean? Perhaps we need to understand that there are certain times, certain situations, where Hashem actually saves us without us needing to do any hishtadlus whatsoever. And we need to thank Hashem for the fact that he saves us and he sorts us out without us having to expend any physical or emotional or psychological effort whatsoever. And there are times where Hashem literally just takes care of it. Sometimes Hashem sorts out the problem even before we realize that it's a problem. He's taken care of it. There are potential things that could have happened. They didn't happen, even though we didn't do anything about it. That's also a Mashiach. Life is complex. There are many factors at play. We don't even understand everything. But Hashem, who's all-knowing, is able to save us without us even realizing that we're being saved, without us having to even lift a finger. He just took care of it. And there are times where Hashem gives us this sense, we realize it's all from him. And even if we want to do something about it, and sometimes we just don't succeed, sometimes Hashem gives us success beyond our wildest expectations. Even though it's evident that the hishtadlus that we did wasn't successful, it doesn't matter. Sometimes the hishtadlus, just doesn't get anywhere. And Hashem just takes over and he saves us without it. And therefore, through this, we really get three different levels. Number one is that sometimes Hashem just saves us and stops us falling. And just for us to realize that everything comes from him, and pitfalls that could have happened and slip-ups that could have happened never happened. We're meant to think. It's not that I'm so great, that I have good luck. No, Hashem's paving the way for me. The next thing is that Hashem wants us to be mishtadel, wants us to remember that he helps us even before the hishtadlus happens. Even if we haven't put in the effort yet, but we were going to. Sometimes he just takes care of it even before we do. And more than that, there are times where we are mishtadel, but that hishtadlus doesn't seem to be getting anywhere, and Hashem saves us either way. The point is to be able to recognize Hashem's involvement, to be able to recognize that he saves us time and time again. U'mashiach.